The one that's been handed down to me, in fact, is the first one I ever heard when I was small, The Laughing Policeman.
I know a fat old policeman, he's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat.
It takes me back to my early days when things were so totally different. The early 30s, they weren't good times. But having said that, I think we needed something to laugh at in those days, and this filled the gap. I believe there were other laughing records, laughing nurses and so on, but The Policeman was the one that stood the test of time, and you still hear it occasionally. It was a big hit in its time. Laughing communicates itself. I mean, when people start to laugh and do it naturally, it's very catching. You find yourself beginning to smile, then you start to laugh. And if there are a lot of people, they all begin to laugh. It's a very strange phenomenon, really. I like a laugh. I'm not a natural laugher. Some people laugh at practically everything they say, but I find being a writer of comedy that it's a serious business. Sometimes with the Paddington books, he makes me laugh because he's so confident. There's more of my father in Paddington than there is of me, because my father never went without a hat. He always kept his hat on in case he met somebody. He'd have been mortified if he hadn't, you know. My mother was very soft-hearted, and Paddington had a label around his neck saying, "Please look after this bear," which she couldn't have resisted. And that's really how the book started. I think I owe a lot to my parents. I didn't realise it at the time. It sounds strange these days, but it was very exciting. It was the first, in fact, only record we had at the time, so I used to play it time after time. It was magical in a way. There was this man laughing away there. You could sit there for ages listening to this chap laughing. I mean, it's a terribly unsophisticated thing for this day and age, but partly because of that, it still has a lot of value to it. I think it's a bit like old soldiers. They never die, you know. They just gradually fade away. But I hope that never does fade away. My track I'd like to pass on is Frank Sinatra's All or Nothing at All.
All or nothing at all.
It was 1943. I had a lovely girlfriend, and we had a lovely relationship for a comparatively short time. I'd already volunteered to go into the Air Force, so we had about 6 months together. And I think when you have your first romance, it's something very special about it, doing things together with somebody of the opposite sex for the first time.
I said all, nothing at all.
She wrote to me when I went into the Air Force every day for a long, long time, and I wrote to her as often as I could. And she gave me, before I went in, I don't know whether there was a deep message in it, but she gave me this record, All or Nothing at All.
Might have been. No, I'd rather have nothing at all.
But I didn't rise to the bait because life was very uncertain in those days, and I didn't want to make any commitments because I thought that would be wrong. But often looking back on it, I think I was probably expected to take more notice of it.
The kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak.
But strangely enough, she wrote for a very long time, and then one day when I was out in Egypt, she wrote me a letter and sent a photograph. She'd actually got married. We totally lost touch at that point and went our separate ways. But I was in Fort Masons sometime after the war. I was looking for a Christmas present for my wife, and a figure came up and stood beside me and passed some comment about how difficult it was to find the right table mats. There was something odd about the remark, and I didn't actually even look round at her, and I suddenly had a feeling that this was this girl, and she disappeared, and I rushed up into the street, but I never saw her again, so I shall never know whether it was her or not. It would probably have been a mistake if it had been her and we met up again. I don't know. I should never know. she liked the tune, and looking back on it, I still think maybe there was a hidden message in the title itself, All or Nothing at All. I think the words themselves are quite important. I think relationships are important, and I think if you do give yourself to somebody else, ideally this should be it, you know. There are worse messages in life. Don't you know I still carry around a little Christmas card she made for me, and I've got it here. It's Sincere Greetings for Christmas from NK, 1945. It still means a lot to me. You know, you can't bring back the past. I lead a happy life, so I have no grumbles, but you can't help thinking, I wonder what if, if it might not have been happy at all, or we might have, who knows, I shall never know.